wasn't his day to get out of bed. It wasn't any day to go to sea. But he was up and on schedule, making her ready, the captain of the Charles M. Bigley. Over 30 years he'd been in these waters. His career was sailing these lakes with a record as clean as the day he started. He didn't make mistakes. Well, he signaled the bridge to sail her through the Duluth Ship Canal, the passageway to the Western Harbor that the captain knew so well. But he was turning the ship when he should have had it all lined up straight. So he hit the pier and sliced her open, taking water in the very worst way. But it's to his credit that the trouble didn't find him anything short of a wake. For just a little way beyond the pier, it's 30 fathoms to the bottom of the lake. Well, if he had a little trouble sailing her out, he had no trouble saving the day. He threw that throttle in the full reverse and backed her into the bay. But it wasn't very long, with a big hole gaping and water pouring inside, that the Charles M. Bigley sank to the bottom, 3 feet over her waterline. Turning her screw in the mud in the bottom and pumping from the ballast tanks, the Charles M. Bigley crawled to the shipyard across the bottom of the bay. Well, this is where the story of the sinking of the Charles M. Bigley should end, 'cause they raised her up and they patched her hole and got her ready to sail again. But it wasn't his day to get out of bed. It wasn't any day to go to sea. But he was up and on schedule, making her ready, the captain of the Charles M. Bigley. Sailing her out the Superior Entry, you'd think he'd be careful this time. But the howling wind pushed the bow on the rocks and the stern on the other side. Sitting there like a log in a jam, wasn't anything to do but wait. While the tugs got together to pull her free, it took the better part of the day. Back to the shipyard she was towed, there she sits today. Well, it's not as exciting as going to sea, but I guess it's safer this way. It wasn't his day to get out of bed. It wasn't any day to go to sea. But he took her and he sunk her and he put her on the rocks, the captain of the Charles M. Bigley.